May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for October 26, 2019. And today I'll touch on some cosmic space weather since the full moon in Aries 2 weeks ago. And then I'll discuss a few articles and videos that speak to an enlightened vision of the global transformation as the deep state disintegrates and a high state of Aquarian civility begins to integrate. With the moon conjunct Mars in Libra today and the new moon in Scorpio tomorrow, this is a good time for a penetrating vision of what's really going on in the world at large as relates to one's own the highest vision of what is true and meaningful and purposeful in your life and a world in rapid transformation. For those who are new to this show, I've interviewed many brilliant people over the last 11 years who are a lot smarter than me about all kinds of things, and you know, hoping some of it will rub off. And this last year, I've been focusing on current events with new videos and articles in my blog that I discuss on the show to provide understanding of those core systemic problems and holistic solutions that are defining a new opportunity of freedom and love for the Aquarian dispensation we are entering. Now, I've been doing this kind of enlightened self-interest for my own edification and understanding of what's going on in the world. Things are breaking so fast on the world scene that I've decided rather than interviewing more people to get specific insight on different aspects of it, I've been focusing more on the new videos and articles that are coming out weekly, bi-weekly, that are just unprecedented, that you won't see in the mainstream media, that kind of cut through all the chatter and disinformation, misinformation, cognitive dissonance we see in the mainstream media. So this is a bi-weekly show, and in my last show I gave an in-depth analysis of end times madness. So this show, I thought I'd focus more on solutions to the madness to balance things out. I mean, as the deep state disintegrates, it helps to focus on the high state. If we do what we've always done, we'll get what we've always got. So have a checkup from the neck up. Energy flows where attention goes. What you think about, you bring about. So let's focus on solutions today. Magnifying momentums of magnanimous magnificence, honoring holistic healing modalities of transformation from an Orwellian deep state to an Aquarian high state. So after the first 9 months of 2019, we're now seeing the 2019 harvest, you might say, of accelerated transformation in the world. This has been a wild 9 months, and we're coming into the physical quadrant of the cosmic clock of the year cycle, the last 3 months, where we're seeing, you might say, the fruits of the previous 9 months, you know, like birthing of events that have been gestating, you might say, over the last 9 months. So if you read the signs of the times, you can see that it's getting pretty crazy out there. A lot of polarization, cognitive dissonance, misinformation, disinformation, mainstream versus alternative media become almost like information warfare. And so my suggestion going into the solutions mode is, you know, keep the faith, the power of love for blessing, sealing, wholeness, and healing of your consciousness, being, and world, your friends, loved ones, you know, keep the faith, hold the immaculate concept. It's all in divine order. We know that at the highest level. It's hard to see that in this dense 3D octave of incarnation that we find ourselves in. But the World Wide Web of instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities has defined a global village for the family of mankind, us as united sovereigns of Earth. And I like to remember the quote by Thomas Paine, one of the founding fathers of America, who said, "My country is the world, and my religion is to do good." I mean, this guy, I mean, Thomas Paine, you know, he sparked the American Revolution with his the most successful political pamphlet in history called Common Sense. Most people don't know that Thomas Paine originated the term the United States of America. This was back at the time of the 13 colonies when he was writing Common Sense. And he held the vision, he saw the vision, you know, he tried to set the matrix for the vision of the United States of America, and he used that term, and it stuck, and that's what we've become. Well, now we're talking about, in the spirit of his quote, "My country is the world, and my religion is to do good," that now we're talking about the United States. Sovereigns of Earth. It's still U.S., but instead of United States, it's United Sovereigns of Earth. So some people would say, well, it's still United States of America. If you look at the word America as an anagram for the I am race, you know, you scramble the letters, I am race, and it forms America worldwide. But the concept of us as United Sovereigns of Earth is gaining traction, you know, like I say, because of the World Wide Web, the instant everywhere interactive internet capabilities we have that are defining a global village for the family of mankind. So we're all in this together, for better or worse. We're all connected as one in reality, and it's about time we began acting like it. Systemic holistic healing solutions naturally manifest in society when we come out of denial of what is sick and what will most likely make us well. Now, this last year, many of you are aware, I've been writing and talking about global telecare, global holistic healing, and what that will look like with free online access to anyone in the world by way of the internet to go to a database that you can enter your information as far as your blood type, your metabolic type, your current symptom profile. And with your current symptom profile, have an indications of what's working best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination, you know, of integrative medicine. What's working best from a database that is a self-perfecting or self-correcting database. It's all possible now with informatics, and it'd be very inexpensive, you know, relatively inexpensive to set this up, that would pay for itself, you know, the service through Yellow Pages that would provide holistic healthcare providers, health medical providers, and tools and processes for specific health conditions and specific health products, modalities, treatments, etc., that are available locally or that you could order online, like a Yellow Pages, and paying for the service. The only reason this hasn't happened yet is because, as we all know, the medical monopoly in Big Pharma, that going back to Rockefeller, who basically created the Big Pharma monopolies, with the oil revenues he had with the monopolies on oil, he put his profits, when he was the first billionaire, when there were not that many millionaire, he put millions and millions of dollars into creating the medical system we have now called allopathic medicine, which is drugs per symptom, and he owned the drug companies. And still, the major big pharma companies, the interlocking directorships and ownership goes back to the Rockefellers. just as mainstream media, as ABC, CBS, NBC back in the 70s, controlling interests was bought out by the Rockefellers. So the ownership and control of the mainstream media and the healthcare system is a monopoly. It's a system that is deeply entrenched, and there are alternatives to that, but the economics and politics are far more complex than the science. I'll be going into that more later in the show. Most of you who are listening already know this. So we're talking about holistic healing solutions today. You cannot talk about solutions out of context of the problem of economic and politics that are monopolizing the status quo. It's a matter of ownership and control of our institutions and whether they will or how soon they will be transformed to represent us more directly for what's healthy for us, what's true, truth telling through the media. What's happened is that, getting to this point where it's becoming obvious that we need holistic systemic solutions is that the democracy usurped corporatocracy has succeeded to the point where gross defects obscure actual gains. When I say corporatocracy, I'm talking about the corporate interests whose corporate law states that wherever profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public. So this profits before people game plan of what some people call or refer to as corporate tyranny is what maintains the status quo, where we don't have change because of economics and politics that are, obviously corrupt, or we would have holistic healing in a system where people wouldn't be getting cancer or being cured of it and other diseases. And, of course, truth, freedom, and opportunity would be magnified, multiplied, and qualified through the media rather than suppressed. This usurping of democracy by corporatocracy, as the Peter Principle would say, maybe familiar with the Peter Principle that individuals and organizations rise to their level of incompetence. And you might say that fascism has risen to a point where its highly corrupt flaws are self-evident. Well, this is becoming obvious with the healthcare system, with mandatory vaccines and drug pushing for whatever ails you, rather than any alternative to that. And in the same way, in the media, our media in the United States is the only, I think, one or two countries in the world where they even allow drug pushing commercials on television. But like I say, the Rockefellers own corporate media with interlocking directorates. They don't have to have total ownership. They have controlling ownership through their interlocking directorates running these giant media corporations. Again, I'm not telling most people listening anything they don't already know. I love the quote by Krishnamurti when he says, "It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society." Well, folks, again, this is why we're talking about solutions today. I've mentioned global holistic healing with global telecare and what that will look like with free online access to information for self-care. 97.5% of healthcare is what you do for yourself anyway, A lot of people dig their graves with their teeth, the things they eat, and, of course, the things they do, and there's things in the environment that cause disease. I'm going to be going into this more with a video, a brilliant video. I'm going to finish up with this video by Edward Griffith, who wrote the book, G. Edward Griffin, who wrote the book World Without Cancer. And I'll be going into that, which is one of the highlights, I thought, of this, because I got into that book when I had my first holistic health center back in 1979. That book was written back in 1974, and it really was what got me into holistic healthcare and holistic healing with four holistic health centers over the last 40 years as a naturopath, homeopath, and holistic-oriented practitioner. So what we're looking at is that there's a systemic disease in the body of humanity that compels our conscientious common sense, as will compensate for the divisive win-lose dialectic of power elite potentates who are ethical infants. I mean, this is the deep shift, SHIFT for the deep state of self-serving corporate interests. And what's going on behind the scenes that, again, was not talked about the mainstream media, is that a global economic reset is going on, and it's going to happen the easy way or the hard way. This is, you know, if you dive deep into the cause behind the cause of a lot of the chaos we're seeing in the media and the cognitive dissonance and divide to conquer polarization of the public, it's behind the scenes. There's basically kind of like a informational psychological warfare going on between the status quo and a whole new order, a global economic reset, social, political, and economic reset that's going on. And again, it's going to happen, you know, the easy way or the hard way. So the easy way, I mean, the fundamentals of universal love are the gold standard for the next economy if we're going to pull through this. And it's based on abundance rather than scarcity. And this is explained in the second video I'll be going into below. These videos are going to be up on the podcast as it comes out, and I'll be posting this in a couple days, but I'll just be referencing them for now. There's some really important messages here, folks, and the few videos that I'll be referencing. And some may disturb your comfort zone, but if you care about the future of humanity, it's time to get past boob tube insanity and get real about what's going on. I've said before in previous shows that sometimes my blog, my weblog, and my my show is kind of like a Ripley's Believe It or Not or a Mad Magazine for mature adults. And some of this stuff, the one video in particular I'll be talking about, it really is some of it's maddening. But when I say Mad Magazine for mature adults, you know, the idea is that when people wake up to how we've been deceived, betrayed, manipulated, I mean, you know, anger is kind of a natural response. So when I say Mad Magazine for mature adults, I don't expect some of this information to go down easy. But we're talking about holistic systemic solutions that you might say do a purge of systemic toxins spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And when that's going on, when people are in a healing crisis or a cleansing reaction, toxins are coming out of the body, they can be freaking miserable. You know, it's like having flu-like symptoms. You know, you might have a mild fever, you might have an upset stomach, you know, it might get your butterflies going in your solar plexus when you start hearing and reading and finding out things that really are disturbing. But this is part of the healing crisis or healing process. You've got to come out of denial of the disease, what's causing it, the cause behind the cause, and sometimes the cause behind that, you know, the deep stuff. And some of the, largely what's causing so much social disease is social dysfunction and social institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created. They're serving an economic and power elite that want to maintain status quo for profits before people. Wherever profits are at stake, the corporations, shareholders, stockholders come before the public. It's corporate law. It's diametrically opposed to constitutional law. Jefferson warned about this in a prophetic way. His corporations, you know, if they're not checked and controlled, they'll, you know, we'll be waking up homeless on the continent that we, you know, settled. And so much of that is really causing core issue here. So consider, you know, some of the stuff I'm talking about, you know, the as core dimensions of what's going on with global economic reset. And we're talking about global social, political, and economic reset. And realize, you know, as in with real eyes, the authentic core disconnect with the first principles of pro-life policies for all of our lives. You know, if you're pro-life for your own life and the life of your loved ones, you know, pay attention because, you know, attention pays. And seize the vision of virtue and valor as claims the victory of pure intention, as focuses attention with love retention for ascension in the fifth dimension of holistic comprehension. That's my wrap, and I'm sticking to it. So more cosmic love, easier and faster. That's the intention here, folks. And so the first video I'm going to discuss briefly, and you can watch this. This is a great video. It's on Nikola Tesla. There's a movie coming out the theaters about Nikola Tesla, the war on energy, the war, you know, between Tesla and Edison. Amazing. I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it. But this is a very good video that just came out October 15th. It's got some animation in the front end, an introduction to it. It's about Nikola Tesla on limitless energy and the pyramids of Egypt. Very cool video. And he gets into basically the order of the universe is being unveiled with the universal language of geometry and mathematics that Nikola Tesla discovered as coded in the Great Pyramid of Giza. And now we're talking about those who have followed my blog and my show know I'm talking about these codes, geometric, mathematical, or geometrized in the love codes, the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, you know, regarding five dimensions and beyond. So both this video I'm referencing and the video below, which I'll be going into, they both reference fundamentals for global reset of our social, political, and economic infrastructure by way of blueprint coordinates for a golden age with a golden rule standard to geometrize the first principle of cosmic law and order at the heart of co-creation. That's a mouthful. And this is basically, you know, kind of an overview of, again, first principles of cosmic law and order at the heart of co-creation. We're talking about global co-creation, global cooperation, co-creation. And this gets into, you know, the model of global telecom, which I'll reference with this next video. This next video is called, is about possible solutions. And there's some amazing stuff in this and some disturbing stuff, because you don't move to solutions until you come out of denial of the problem. So this is called a zeitgeist addendum on possible solutions. Some of you may be familiar with the Zeitgeist movie that came out here a few years ago. This is an addendum to it, kind of an overview, big picture overview of what's going on in the world. It features Jacques Fresco's Venus Project. Now, I met Jacques Fresco either the Democratic or Republican convention down in Miami Beach when I was working with a UPI photographer down there, and I was freelancing. And he had a booth there, Jacques Fresco. He lives in Florida. And he had manuals on his Venus Project. I really got into it then. Kind of forgot about it. He surfaced over the years. This is a great video with sections of Jacques Fresco featuring his life's work. In this video, this Zeitgeist addendum begins by defining the core global economic problems and possible solutions, the trend fit, the into the future, the global telecom model that I've talked about in previous shows, global telecommunications, what that looks like, how that works, as far as an upgrade of our core freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government with an interactive communication capabilities with global telecom. And you might say this is a biomimicry model, follows natural laws. Just as clothes are an extension of the skin and television is an extension of our eyes and ears, so is the interactive internet an extension of humanity's nervous system, and so is global telecom and telecare an extension of core immune system functions for holistic healing through information tools and processes for culturing well-informed social consciousness in our global ubiquitous social networks. Now, this video is rather long. I think it's more than an hour. And it really goes into the problem and solution in a way that I've never seen done before. Some of it's really brilliant. And I'm referencing the global telecom and global telecare as, you might say, a trend fit with his vision of the Venus Project, Jacques Fresco's vision of the Venus Project, in terms of how technology can provide a solution through biomimicry. When the technology mimics natural law, natural healing processes, natural communication processes, global telecom, global telecare, how that works, you might say, as an extension of humanity's communication, nervous system, communication system, immune system, as a function of, for holistic healing through tools and processes that make this possible. So the links here that I provide in the podcast, when it comes out, you can go more into global telecom and global telecare, but the video itself, for those who really like new alternative media perspectives on what's really going on in the world as far as the transition, transformation from problem, systemic problems to holistic solutions, you'll find this interesting. Excuse me. So it all begins, holistic reset for social, political, and economic institutions with a moral compass magnetized, you might say, by the Prime Directive. Now, the link I provide in the Prime Directive and this understanding of the TLC connection, tender, loving care through all our social, political, and economic institutions, telecommunications, telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce, what that looks like, how that works as far as a moral compass, a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of a moral compass. And again, what is the Prime Directive? The understanding of the Prime Directive, do no harm. How to basically center and connect with that compass that's magnetized by the Prime Directive. So I'm finishing up here with this section there's a video by Greg Braden called Thriving in a Time of Extremes. Again, this is another in-depth video, and this is by way of Quantum University. Those who are not familiar with Quantum University, it's a university in Hawaii that actually teaches, you get degrees in quantum healing. And we're talking about spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's a very, enlightened school, new paradigm. In this video, Thriving in a Time of Extremes, Greg Braden, who's one of my favorite visionary, luminary guys, he says this is no ordinary time in the history of the world and the history of our nation, of any nation, and in the history of the people of the world. We're living in an extraordinary time of change in the world around us, and that means our lives are changing in ways we simply have never seen before. So how can we embrace this change in a healthy way? How can we find the resilience in our personal lives and in our communities to thrive in a healthy way in a time of extremes? Greg Braden discusses the six perennial questions of life. What is the origin of life? What is the origin of human life? What is our relationship to our body? Do we have the ability to influence our bodies? What is our relationship to the world beyond our bodies? Are we separate from or connected? What is our relationship to the past? Are we at a pinnacle of sophistication, or are we living in a cyclic experience of civilizations? And what is the fundamental rule of nature that nature is based on? Now, that's kind of a general orientation, but Greg does some deep diving into these subjects, and he gives some perspective that's really quite profound. And then Greg goes on to explain how current science clearly shows that the assumptions of the past are not supported by evidence. In other words, we're moving from an older paradigm of assumptions to a wholly new paradigm beyond the assumptions of the past. There's a massive paradigm shift going on, folks. That's what the chaos, you might say, in the world is about right now. The old order is disintegrating, deep states disintegrating, a high state, new order is integrating. So this gives a kind of a good orientation to this process, this Greg Braden video. The last video I'm including here is by G. Edward Griffin, and this is his International Tribunal for Natural Justice that was, he testified on June 24th of this year, 2019, before the International Tribunal for Natural Justice, regarding the weaponization of the biosphere and what's going on with the healthcare system. He has a brilliant thing, story that goes back to his book, World Without Cancer, that he wrote in 1974. And what's happened since he wrote that book? It's a brilliant overview. Of anyone that has cancer, or if you know anyone that has cancer, should watch this video. It's brilliant. Not just for healing yourself of cancer, but understanding the economics and politics behind it. So in this video, Ed Griffin gives evidence describing cancer as a deficiency disease aggravated by the lack of essential food compound in the modern human diet. Specifically, the lacking substance is amygdalin, or called vitamin B17. In its purified form developed for cancer therapy, it is also known as Laetrile. And G. Edward Griffin, he testified again at this International Tribunal for Natural Justice June 24th. So I wanted to reference this because this book, World Without Cancer, is a brilliant book if you can still get a hold of it. I believe it's still being published. And it lays out the whole story of the cancer industry, the medical industrial complex, the evolution of the medical industrial complex, with information like how half of Hitler's flight capital, gold, when he was, that they got out of Germany, went into Merck Pharmaceutical. Now, this is also verified by Dr. Leonard Horowitz in his book, AIDS, Ebola, and Emerging Viruses. So that the whole intention was for rise of the Fourth Reich through the medical-industrial complex. And you're seeing basically policies like mandatory vaccinations of all people, injecting toxic genetic poisons, heavy metals, mercury, neurotoxins, directly into the body without your permission. That's classic example of fascistic medical industrial fascism or Nazism, whatever you want to call it. And look how we're seeing that being pushed to the mainstream media. Like I say, the mainstream media is a Rockefeller owned and controlled, as is the medical industrial complex, going back to when Rockefeller took his profits from big oil here, 100 years ago, and put and financed 1,100 medical schools across the United States with pharmacology at the core of the curriculum, pushing drugs for whatever ails you because he owned the drug companies. So think about that, folks. You know, and if you want, if you know someone that has cancer, or concerned with cancer, or has, you know, that, that wants to know about cancer and how to cure cancer, very simple cure. This video is a great enlightenment, and if you can get the book World Without Cancer, I highly recommend it. So I'm going to wrap the show up early today. I am moving right now. I'm doing the show on my smartphone. I usually do over a landline, or I'll be doing it in the future over Skype, but I'm going to kind of wrap this up here shortly and do my long outro, kind of a meditation at the end of this. I did want to mention, for those who are into holistic healing, that the Swedish pollen extract that I've been marketing through my show, radio show, and marketing, you know, through my blog for years, is used now worldwide, the Swedish pollen extract, in drip IVs for immunotherapy. It's the only natural substance that's used so in such a widespread way for building the immune system through drip IVs by the medical profession. So they usually don't use it on the front end to cure cancer. They use chemo for that still, or radiation, or surgery, you know. But once, if they do use the chemo, which pretty much wipes out the immune system, it's being common worldwide now for them to do immunotherapy with this Swedish pollen extract in the solution to build the immune system back and for to recover the immune system after it's been wiped out by chemo and or radiation. Now I'm not making a medical claim here. I'm making a medical fact. It's a pollen extract, and I've kept a low profile with it because I don't mean to compete with Big Pharma. And I'm not saying that you should take it to treat cancer or anything like that. I am saying that if you want to build health and prevent cancer, keep your immune system strong, you can take the pollen extract orally. I once had a fatty tumor on my back, took therapeutic levels, and it shriveled up and picked it off like a scab after about 2-3 months. And again, I'm just saying, for optimal health, building health, and preventing disease, the Swedish pollen extract is what I refer to. You know, I went to Sweden in 1987, got the rights to the North American rights, and marketed it to major medical nutrition companies, Twin Labs, nutrition companies since then, and I distribute it directly to the public. You know, you can buy a bottle, two bottles, get free shipping. You get a free bottle when you order 5 bottles. The information's on the webpage through Ultramedics on my Cosmic Love website, or you can go to pollenx.com. That's pollenx.com, www.pollenx.com. Get the Straight Skinny on that holistic healing supplement. I personally believe it is the best nutritional supplement in the world. I mean, this is what makes a queen bee out of a worker bee. You know, it's not genetics that makes a queen bee. It's just that when they need a queen bee that's 5 times larger and lives 3 times longer than a regular bee because it's super health and super fertile, and they give this the pollen extract, which is royal jelly. This is pollen extract is really, we're talking about standardized nutraceutical grade royal jelly. That's what they give to a worker bee larva, that would be a worker bee, to make a queen bee. It's a superfood, and it makes a queen out of a worker, so to speak, which is to say it creates vim, vigor, and vitality because it's got virtually all the vitamins, minerals, aminos, enzymes, you know, at the source of the food chain. And we're talking about microscopic pollen grains. They extract the nucleic material without chemicals, They pre-digest it with live enzymes, so there's low molecular weight and hypoallergenic. And this stuff is micronutrient rocket fuel for the mitochondria of the cell for more energy. And it's like white light in the body. It's like full-spectrum micronutrients and full-spectrum light. For building health, preventing disease, it's used all over Europe and Asia as prophylactic to prevent colds and flus. We're coming into cold flu season. This stuff is ideal for that. So I just mentioned that. Those who are listening, I usually don't do a plug for it on the show. I figure people are interested will read about it on their own, but I'm just mentioning it now because I don't have that much show material today. Most of the material will be in the podcast information with the videos, and you'll be able to look at these some long videos with a lot of extraordinary information. Some of it you'll find more valuable than the sitcoms on the boob tube. So hope you find that interesting. I'm trying to be a truth teller here. As you probably know, truth telling is becoming a dangerous vocation in America with so much censorship and outright propaganda in the media. But hey, somebody has to do it. So to wrap this up, there is a divine destiny for America that heals the extreme polarization of politics that keeps us fighting among ourselves. And this goes way deeper than the end times madness we see with the divisive dialectic of corporate media. It goes even deeper than the core issue of global economic reset. We're really talking about getting into the divine plan to actually create an economics of abundance based on abundant love through a high state of TLC, through telecommunications, telecommunity, self-governance, teleconscience, self-education, telecare, self-healing, telecommerce, opportunity for a revolution in cooperative co-creation of the Aquarian Age. I mean, the core issue here, folks, is freedom or tyranny. Conscious evolution is a choice. And we're not being given a choice with corporate tyranny, that corporate media that tells us what to think in the lamestream media and mandates toxic vaccines injected into our bodies, whether we like it or not. And if we don't have a choice of what is injected into our own bodies, we don't have any freedom at all. So freedom of choice is the first principle in a free will universe. And we can soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. We can optimize our God-given gifts and talents, or we can get along by going along with a crazy world. We're on a path of conscious evolution, and we can either be stuck in negativity or we can wake up and wise up from the neck up. So keep the faith, think galactic, dance local like no one is watching, and love like you've never been hurt. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better, as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.